horny old days, Sal and I used to people watch, give them marks out of 10 and say whether we'd do them or not. I think it got her going, to be honest, sharing our fantasies together and spicing things up with a little good-natured banter, but now she seemed more into cake recipes than sex. One night, sitting bored in the kitchen while Sal was working on a new recipe, I found this magazine. One of Sal's, actually, a glossy women's magazine. How to spice up your love life and what sunglasses to wear to the beach, that kind of thing. She turned to the back section, the cooking section, of course. I was sitting there bored while she cooked champagne risotto and started flicking through it, looking for eye candy. Those women's mags are just stuffed full of hot toddy. And then this article caught my eye. Upmarket swingers, they call themselves. It was a report on these new parties, wife-swapping for the discerning perv. All very tasteful. You had to submit a photo first, no real names used, and only couples were allowed. The magazine mentioned writhing naked bodies. While Sal was pouring cream into her sauce, I was reading furtively. By the time she served dinner, with a flourish and a parsley garnish, I was obsessed. So, fast forward, 2 weeks later, it was our anniversary. I'd booked a table at Sal's favourite restaurant. I wanted to make damn sure she wouldn't be cooking that night. She'd got dressed up in her best seduction dress. Did I mention how sexy Sal looks in that dress? Low cut, but not showing off too much cleavage, just enough to make my mouth water. She'd put her hair up and worn high heels, the black ones. And for once, we were not talking about food. "What kind of party?" she said. "It's a secret. Let's just say I think you'll have an absolutely amazing time." I was pretty sure Sal would go for it. But to be honest, just the thought of what I'd planned made me so horny I was ready to take her home and shag her there and then. Even if it all went pear-shaped, I was feeling more randy than I had in months. Still, I made myself finish my dinner and drink a coffee slowly before I ordered a taxi. My hands were actually a bit shaky as I paid the bill. Nerves and excitement, I guess. Wondering what Sal would make of her special anniversary present. The house was in a swish part of town. The taxi took us up a gravel driveway to the front door and left us standing on the steps. Of course, I didn't know anybody's name. Mistress Q was the woman who'd answered my email. The invite hadn't given much more than a date, time, and address. I rang the bell and held onto Sal's waist with my other arm, as tight as I could. Whatever happened, I wanted to make sure she was cool with it. It was like walking into a scene from a French movie. The brothel scene. Low, sexy house music was playing, and the woman who showed us in was dressed in a sheer top, through which I could clearly see the dark circles of her nipples. People were sitting around on big black leather sofas, sipping wine and smiling like mad. Some of them wore clothes that could have got them arrested. They all looked very friendly. I noticed a bowl on the coffee table filled with sweets. Only they weren't sweets, they were condoms, tastefully arranged like a table decoration. One couple had already started snogging and feeling each other up while the others watched. "Your secret's out, Nick," Sal said as she looked around the room. "What do you think?" I asked her, holding tight onto her arm. I was worried I'd pushed it too far. "I think I need a glass of wine." Sal looked around for the woman who'd shown us in. She was already coming towards us with that funny smile that I was starting to think was a special swinger's smile. And she was holding two glasses of champagne. "Do sit down and join us," the woman said. "I'm Q, and this is John." Sal and I found ourselves sinking into the big leather couch, while the guy on the other end shifted up to make room. We barely had time to feel nervous, as the woman who called herself Q perched on the arm of the sofa and started chatting. I almost would have forgotten we were at a very special kind of party if she hadn't been flirting like mad. With Sal. I think Q knew that the whole thing had been sprung on Sal, because she seemed to be making an extra special effort to butter her up, complimenting Sal's clothes and admiring her hair, cracking little jokes and making sure our glasses were constantly refilled. John seemed happy to sit back and watch Q as she chatted to my wife. I didn't miss the fact that he was ogling Sal in her fuck-me shoes and tight dress, but I couldn't complain. My eyes were pretty much stuck on the sight of Q's tits through the sheer black top. I reckoned John liked what he saw anyway, because within a few minutes he'd suggested we all go upstairs. That was the moment of truth. When Sal nodded and agreed, I felt my cock jump in my pants. I was hardly able to speak as we all climbed the wide staircase and wandered around, looking for a room.